It's been a great year for the Brumbies topping the Australian Conference, and they defeated the Queensland Reds last weekend, and they take on the Sharks from South Africa on Saturday night at GIO Stadium, and their coach joins us on the line, Dan McKellar. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, going very well, thanks, mate. Exciting times for the Brumbies.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's you can certainly feel this week, you know, getting in the finals, there's an air of excitement around the place, and our group's in a really good spot. We've built some confidence and momentum over the last couple of months, and we're looking forward to Saturday night.
Yeah, I think it's seven in a row, isn't it? Then seven of your last eight matches, so momentum's a wonderful thing to have going into the finals. But what kick-started that sort of winning run and that winning form, Dan? Because you've done it without Dave Pocock.
Yeah, look, fellas, we had a pretty dusty performance in March up in Brisbane. They got us up there on a Sunday afternoon. It was about 35 degrees and 75% humidity, and obviously we're not used to those conditions in Canberra. And look, we were certainly not using that as an excuse. We were poor that day and really disappointed with our performance. And I suppose the following week we had a bye, and it allowed us to review thoroughly and have a look at our training standards, our preparation leading into games, in particular away games. If you know, we were getting distracted by family and friends when we go to places like Brisbane. So we just asked the group a few questions, and we challenged our staff as well and made some slight adjustments. And as you fellas know, it's only slight changes that can make a difference at professional level. And we've benefited off the back of those changes, and the players have bought into it.
I believe this is the first time you've played the Sharks this year, Dan. So do you do a lot more video on the Sharks? And if you have, what's their strengths? Or are you more of a coach that just likes to focus in on your team and what you need to do?
Look, I think we'll primarily focus on ourselves, but you know, every week we'll always analyse the opposition and see where there's opportunities, see where their strengths lie. And I suppose one thing with the South African teams is, you know, they're big men. They're pretty direct with their attack. You know that they'll come at us at set piece time around scrum, line out, and maul. And, you know, we know they've got speed on the edges. So there won't be too many surprises, I don't think, in terms of what they throw at us. But, you know, to answer your question, I think if we get our own game right and focus on what we need to do well, then outcomes will sort themselves out.
Yeah. So it's a big travel schedule. If you win, mate, you're off to Buenos Aires, is that the case? Is that how it's going to unfold? I know you only want to take one game at a time, but obviously planning goes in. It'll be you get on a plane the next day.
That would be the case, if all goes well Saturday night. Look, the other side of it is that the Jaguars are going to play the Chiefs,
right?
Who dusted up the Rebels last Friday night, and the Chiefs had a pretty rough start of the year, but they've come good, and again they're full of All Blacks. So, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that the home side will win in Buenos Aires either. So, there's a chance that had happened. There's a chance we could be back at home again in Canberra. But you just touched on it there. We'll just give the respect that the Sharks deserve and make sure we get our own camp rights on Saturday night.
Yeah, Canberra is a place where they love their teams winning, and you know, when the Raiders are winning, people come to support them. When the Brumbies are winning, people come to support them. You'd be hoping for the community to get behind the team on Saturday night, Dan?
Yeah, that's something that I suppose it's been a big talking point. You know, it's been a rough couple of years for rugby. Something that we spoke about in pre-season here at the Brumbies was, you know, trying to buck the trend and get some positivity around the game, and especially in our own little community around Canberra and the ACT. So, you know, we're really hopeful that we'll get a good turnout there on Saturday night, and we'll put in a performance that the local community will be proud of.
And Dan, we mentioned that you've done it without Pocock, but the bloke who's been an inspiration, I'm sure, to the entire team is Christian Lealofana, who's been fantastic overcoming his challenges, and he's guided your team around the park magnificently, and he's off to Japan, so you'd love to send him out a big winner.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, there's no person in our club who demands more respect than Christian. You know, he's even before he was ill, he was you know, a leader within our group and a much loved player. And then just to see how he responded and how he reacted to the challenges that he faced. I was just looking at a photo just last night, and I showed my wife, you know, at the beginning of 2007, and here's Christian watching training, you know, and clearly was incredibly ill at the time, but was still there just supporting the boys. And to see where he sits now and the form that he's in, you know, you can't help but admire and love the guy. So, you know, he's certainly in the forefront of our minds, and, but, you know, Christian will be the first to say, just get your own role right, and he'll get his role right. And, you know, the celebrations and all those good memories, that they'll come off the back of that.
And look, I'm not too, hopefully not too focused on Pocock, but he's no hope, you know, like say you march all the way to the final, he's no hope of playing. And is he in any doubt for the World Cup?
Look, I think there's been positive signs over the last couple of weeks with healing with his calf. It's you know, I'm no physio, but it is a rare injury, and you know, we've had guys from the RAS look at who have dealt with soft tissue injuries for 4 years, and this is the second one that they've come across, which is unfortunate. So now, we made the decision a few weeks ago that it was in David's best interest just to focus on getting the injury right to allow him every chance of performing at the Rugby Championship first, which then leads into the World Cup. So, look, I think at this point in time, it's still pretty positive. Will we see him in a Brumbies jersey over the next few weeks? No, that won't be happening. But we're really comfortable with the boys that have stood up and done the job in David's absence.
And finally from me, Dan, I know your focus is on the Brumbies, and it's probably a difficult question to answer, but, I mean, you know, being the only Australian side now left in the Super Finals, and, you know, if you go deep into this competition, would you expect plenty of your players to be involved in the Wallabies at the World Cup at the end of the year?
Yeah, we would. I think that's you know, we our forwards often get spoken about, and I think there's, you know, our front rowers. We spoke about Poley because that's the way we've played over the last sort of, you know, 5 or 6 years, I suppose, probably from when Jake was here, Jake White. But I think now the changes that we've made to our game, you spoke about Christian Liliafano, there's Tom Banks, Tavita Kulandrani. You know, there's a number of our backs that are putting their hand up, Joe Powell. So I think in any sport, you just want to see good form and consistent form over long periods of time rewarded. And I'd be no different there with our board.
Mate, we wish you all the best. Thanks so much for your time. Congrats on a good season, but it can become a really good season if you keep on winning and get all the way to that Super Rugby final. Good luck against the Sharks, and we urge everyone down there in the nation's capital, get out there and support the Brumbies on Saturday night. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks very much, fellas. Thanks for having me.